This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Daled, Pasuk Yud, Ve'imek Hasidim Be'erois Be'erois Chemar. And the valley of the fields were Be'erois Be'erois Chemar. Many wells of mortar. Says Rashi from the Medrash, there was cement mixed in them, and a miracle happened to the king of Sodom that he was able to emerge from this pit. How could somebody emerge from a pit full of cement? And a great miracle happened to the king of Sodom, because many of the nations of the world were not mamin that Avraham Avinu was saved from Or Kasdim, from the Kivshan HaEish. And when the king of Sodom emerged from the cement, they believed in the story of Or Kasdim retroactively. Now, let's analyze this, and we will see B'siyata D'Shmaya wonders from Tarasenu HaKadosha. If we look at the beginning of this episode, the story of the four kings against the five kings, it begins, Vayhi Bimei Amraphel. And it was in the times of Amraphel. And Rashi says, who's Amraphel? Nimrod, who told Avraham to jump into the fire. Why are we calling him Amraphel over here? Just say Nimrod. Furthermore, why is Amraphel listed first? Later on, it says that the kings that fought against the five kings were Kedar La'Omer, Eis Kedar La'Omer Melech Elam, B'Sedal Melech Goyim, Amraphel Melech Shinar. And Rashi says the reason why Kedar La'Omer is listed first is because he is the Baal Hamasa. He is the one who was the leader of all of these parties, and therefore he entered into the fray. So if he is the main party over here, and he's listed first, so why does the story begin by Hibi Me'am Raphael? So in our humble Sefer Ambaratius, we bring in the essay, Maimer Chaf, Melchemes Arba Melachim Kenegan HaChamisha. We bring from Rav Avadi Yosef that why is Nimrod getting involved in the story in the first place? Why are they capturing Loit? Why is Amraphel listed first? Rav Avadia says that Nimrod captured Loit because it always bothered him that he lost his battle with Avram Avinu. That when he threw Avram into the fire, Avram was saved, and they always had this clash, and Avraham showed the world that God is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true God, and that Nimrod's Avodah Zarah were false, and it always bothered Nimrod. So Nimrod now has an opportunity, because Chazal tell us that Loit looked exactly like Avraham, so Nimrod figures if I capture Loit, then I could parade him around and tell everyone that I captured Avraham, and then tell the world that my God is the true God and Avram only escaped momentarily, but in the end of the day, I'm the one who laughs last. And therefore, Avraham, who knew that Loit was captured, and Nimrod's kavana was to demonstrate that he, in fact, won the war against Avraham, that is why Avraham was Moisar Nefesh to rescue Loit. So the Torah reports the story from two vantage points. From the political vantage point throughout the story, it says Kedar La'Omer first, because politically, Kedar La'Omer was the Baal HaMaisa, and he was the prevailing power, and he was the one who ruled the other five kings, and that's why he entered the fray. But the Torah begins the whole story, Vayhi Bimei Amraphel, because the Torah is going to show us how Avraham laughs last, how at the end of the day, Avraham rescues Loit and destroys Nimrod, and how Avraham emerged victorious against Nimrod in Or Kasdim, and Avraham emerges victorious again against Nimrod in the War of the Four Kings against the Five Kings. And that's why, even though normally he's called Nimrod, here he's called Amraphel, because the whole reason he got involved is to try to save face from the episode of where he told Avraham to jump into the Kivshan HaEish. So now watch the wonders of the Torah. Nimrod feels he's going to get involved in the story. He thinks he's going to get involved in the story to try to save face for the episode of Or Kasdim and cover up what happened to Avraham. And he thought he would finally show the world that he is victorious against Avraham. And the Ribbono Shel Olam Min HaShemayim is laughing at Nimrod. Nimrod, you think you're going to cover up the story of Or Kasdim? You think you're going to capture light and tell people you've really captured Avraham? You think you're going to put a damper on Or Kasdim? You think you're going to minimize what happened in Or Kasdim? Just the opposite! You're going to run after light. You're going to capture light. Because of that, the Melech Sodom is going to fall into the pit. And miraculously, he's going to come out of the pit. And everyone's going to finally admit to the miracle of Or Kasdim. Because if Melech Sodom was able to emerge from the pit, then certainly Avraham was able to be saved from Or Kasdim. So Nimrod, Amraphel, thinks he's getting involved over here to dampen, to cover over the story of Or Kasdim. No, just the opposite. Not only is he not going to dampen Or Kasdim, through him getting involved in the story, it's going to magnify the miracle of Or Kasdim. More people are going to believe in the miracle of Or Kasdim. More people are going to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the true power. This is a prime example of the principle that we've spoken about many times, the principle of Al Ha'etz Asher Heichen Loi Tana Loi Heichen. Haman thinks he's going to hang Mordechai on the tree. Right back at you. On that very tree, Haman is going to hang. Where the Ribon Shem uses the plans, the schemes, the machinations of the Rasha against the Rasha to bring about the result that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.